Good morning. Welcome to morning prayers. Tempted to sit in silence for a couple more minutes, but let's go for it. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you've brought us safely through the night. We get to spend this day with you and with each other. Amen. So we're going to look at we're going to go through the liturgy, but there may be bits that I change slightly, so pay attention as we go along. The world belongs to God, the earth and all its people. How good and lovely it is to live together in unity. Love and faith come together. Justice and peace join hands. If the Lord's disciples kept silent, these stones would shout aloud, God, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Almighty God, maker of all, I believe, help my unbelief. Jesus Christ, Son of God, I believe, help my unbelief. Holy Spirit, breath of life, I believe, help my unbelief. So together we'll say, we confess to God Almighty and in the presence of all God's people that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and we pray to God Almighty to have mercy on us. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, and give us time to amend our lives. Amen. Turn again, O God, and quicken us, that your people may rejoice in you. Make a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Give us again the joy of your help. With your spirit of freedom, sustain us. And now, as Jesus taught us, we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we've been going through James. I like James. He makes some subtle points in some not very subtle ways. Annie described him as, what was it, blunt yesterday? Previously, I've described him as ranting. But when you look at the beginning, he's very much talking to us, as in, he's talking to the 12 tribes, the establishment church, the people who, frankly, should know better. So, reading today is on 1214 in the Chapel Bibles. It's James 2. 14 to 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, Go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they tremble in fear. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Really tempting to sort of spend another half an hour just poking holes in some of Luther's theology and quite a few other people, where we talk about being saved by faith, and yes, James absolutely agrees about being saved by faith, but that's not a faith that sits there and does nothing. That's why we tend to use the phrase now, saved by grace. Means that we don't necessarily get trapped by this idea that faith is an internal thing. So just to be awkward, I'm going to go through that one backwards. James finishes with a couple of examples. They're not easy ones to live up to. If we look at Rahab, in order to display this faith, she had to betray the country she was living in. The Israelites who came to Jericho were spies, so they were the enemy. And yet she hid them from what was technically then the correct justice. If you look at Abraham, this boy that he was supposed to sacrifice was the culmination of years of promise. He was going to be the instrument through which Israel would become a nation. We go back and look at the time when God made these promises to Abraham. It was the slightly weird encounter where there were a series of animals that Abraham took and cut in half, and then this pot of, that was smoking floated between them. It was a symbol back then of when you made an agreement, you would demonstrate what would happen if you broke the agreement. That pot was representing God. If God was going to go back on his agreement with Abraham, he was literally going to cut him. God was going to cut himself in half. It was making a very, very strong statement. And this was the boy that Abraham was going to sacrifice. Fortunately, James uses some slightly less extreme examples of what we can be doing. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. We can do something towards that, aside from just saying, yeah, I hope you have a good life. Go in peace. Food and a place to stay is a lot easier. It's not illegal in the same way that Rahab was. It's not murder, or however you want to phrase it in Abraham's case. It's a relatively easy task that's been laid before us. But it is a choice. It's a choice we have to make that comes through our faith. We're going to listen to a song briefly now. It's mostly based on other parts of the Bible, but it brings them all together fairly well. So moving on to the closing responses. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing. We will not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing. We will not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing. Go in peace and serve the Lord. We will seek peace and pursue it. Glory to the Creator, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.